This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Here's Miller and Condon.
Ken Miller. Trent Condon. Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM.
Good morning. Welcome in once again. Miller and Condon on the air with you here on a Wednesday as we talk the world of sports. Of course, you don't hear Ken's voice here to kick off the program today. It is me, Trent Condon, flying solo for the next six shows. Ken is using a much-needed vacation, getting away. And he says he's getting away from sports. That's right. He is getting away. His wife said this is a trip for them. We'll see how long that lasts. No hockey, no PGA Championship, no baseball. We'll hear when he gets back. He'll be back with us next Friday on May 27th going into Memorial Day weekend, but heading out to California, of course, being Ken. He'll also make a stop off in Vegas, so we'll get all the stories from him when he gets back. But here for the next six shows, it'll be me, you, and we got a couple other people stopping by. They're going to be helping out. Cody Goodwin from the Des Moines Register, he's going to co-host with me a couple of days. Emery Songer, of course, he's here on Friday nights with Emery Plus One. He's going to jump in for a day. My buddy John Lamb, who does basketball with me on the high school airwaves here on KXNO, he's going to stop by, including tomorrow. So got some guest hosts that'll be stopping by, get some thoughts, some different voices on here. But of course, as always, we got plenty of great guests for you. Coming up today on the BMW Des Moines guest list, we'll kick things off here at about 10:25. And we will, speaking of Vegas, go out there with the owner of Circa. He is Derek Stevens. He'll stop by. We'll talk about the launch of their latest installment of their contest, their football contest. And signups are beginning. In fact, yesterday they started at 2 o'clock our time, as you can sign up for both their Circa Millions and Circa Survivor contest. We'll talk to Derek a little bit about the contest, about what's happening in Vegas right now, and of course about that wonderful property. Also got some more details just moments ago. Breaking news. We've been talking about our event that we're going to be happening out in Las Vegas coming up in August. And we've been waiting, trying to figure out a few details. Want to hang out with Ken and myself out there in Vegas, hang out with Derek Stevens, hang out with Mike Palm, who you hear with us weekly on Miller and Condon. Your opportunity will be the second weekend in August is when we're going to be there. Ken, he's going to head out probably a couple days early, but really our event will go Friday, Saturday. Those 2 days will be our big ones out at Circa. So mark your calendar right now. Take a look at some flights, see what you can find. But the biggest thing, again, this will be the weekend of Friday, August 12th and Saturday, August 13th. But the question is, well, how about a discount? How about a little homie hookup? I got you covered here. Use the promo code MC20, Miller Condon 20, MC20 when you're reserving your room at Circa or another one of their properties, the D, and you will get 20% off your rooms. That's MC20. For Circa, along with the D Hotel on Fremont Street, an opportunity to hang out in the biggest sports book in the world, Stadium Swim. We're going to have an event there Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a great time. Opportunity to meet some of the big wigs also at Circa. But the biggest thing, a chance for you to sign up for these contests, the Circa Millions contest, which is a very simple one. You pick five NFL games a week. That's it. Five games against the point spread. And there are big-time prizes that go into it. $1,000 to enter. Now, think of that. $1,000, yeah, off the top, makes me a little nervous. Look, I'm a radio guy. Not like I'm rolling in cash by any means, but $1,000. All right, we'll break it down. This is over 20 weeks. Over 20 weeks, so divide that. Oh, yeah, I bet that $50 a week, that's basically what it is. $10 a pick, if you will. $1,000 entry for that. You make five NFL picks against the point spread each and every week. $6 million in guaranteed prizes, including $1 million for first place, $3.65 million in cash prizes for entries 2 through 100. Last year, they paid through the top 50. This year, They're extending that, the top 100 opportunity for that. And if it doesn't go well this year, well, here's the great thing about the Circa Million contest. Last place, $100,000. They call it the booby prize. $100,000 if you finish in last place. Second to last gets $50,000. Absolutely incredible. And no rink. If they go over the $6 million threshold, get more than 6,000 entries into the contest, that will build the prize pool even more. Absolutely great. Of course, the NFL schedule, the way that it's set up, you have the five games each and every week, but also you have point spreads during Thanksgiving week, and you figure that out as you go along. So that is the Circa Million contest and the Circa Survivor contest. This is the one where you pick a team a week, and once you use them, you use the Buccaneers in week one, you can't use them again the rest of the season. This one goes all the way through the end of the season. Again, $1,000 entry for that one. Weeks 1 through 18 of the NFL schedule, plus Thanksgiving Day, those three games are its own day. So you got to make sure you got a team available, you're getting a little bit deeper into the season, who's available, who's playing that day, and the Christmas week games also there. $6 million guaranteed. Last year, they didn't hit their number, still handed out that amount. Going to be great. Your opportunity to hang out with us in Vegas. Sign up for those contests. We're also going to have, you have to have a proxy in order to do that. Lots of information there. Sign up and get your hotel rooms right now at Circa or the D. Use the code MC20, your opportunity to win. Derek Stevens will join us here at about 10:25, and we'll get more into that with him. From there, we will jump to 11:05. We're going to talk some Hawkeyes and Cyclones in the second hour today as we come to the slowdown period, but there's always news happening in the world of the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. We'll kick it off with David Eicholt from 24/7 Sports, HawkeyeInsider.com. We'll talk with David about some basketball nuggets, recruiting, football, what else is out there. We'll do that with David at 11:05. Then 11:30, little Cyclones and some baseball talk with Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register, and we'll wrap things up with my plays of the day. Yesterday, he handed out six. We're kissing sisters over here. 3-3. Lost it on the juice after a winning day on Monday. We'll work to be better here today as we go through that. One of the winners I handed out, well, it was an easy one. They were a big favorite again. Break up the Chicago Cubs, and a new guy on the squad coming up big.
Here's a 3-2. That is hammered. Left field.
Oh, no, my goodness.
Why not?
Got a touch first, Christopher Morel.
Oh, my.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
In his first major league at bat, he goes yard.
He goes Waveland.
Waveland.
Yard.
Christopher Morel with the home run. What a moment that was in a blowout game as the Cubs have now won four in a row. They're back to 15-20. Now, here's the thought. As you look at the Cubs and what they have going forward, I've tried to remain my skepticism with this Cubs team. Ken has tried to get excited, tried to get fired up, because we know the most important baseball team, and it's not even close here in this market, is the Chicago Cubs. We want them relevant. We want them good. I just didn't see it. I didn't see a way. And winning six of the last eight, four in a row, hasn't changed that opinion. But let's play something here. We talked yesterday with David Kaplan, and Cappy mentioned to us he has continued to beat the drum about re-signing Wilson Contreras, right? Get him back on the right side. Get him locked up for the next four, five, 6 years, whatever it is, because of his importance of the team. And it hasn't happened. There is no offer on the table currently from the Cubs. There hasn't even been talk with the Cubs. Many people believe that ultimately he's going to be traded off, that they're going to continue the rebuild. And Wilson Contreras, who can get a pretty good return, you would think, investment, probably sooner rather than later that you do that as an impending free agent, but either lock him up or go that route. So you have this home run last night. Great story. Decent prospect. Morel is not a guy that is in the top 10, I don't think, of any list that I've seen of the Cubs. I think he was 21st with MLB.com in the prospect ranks. But those kind of moments are just absolutely incredible. And then you look at the Cubs that have done in the past. Some big-time names that have done it in their major league debut and their first home run. Just a great moment yesterday. But I had the thought. Let's say things continue this route. And they get back into the things. Of course, Pirates again tonight. They wrap up the series. Then they get four against the Diamondbacks. Though Arizona's played much better, I think, than most anybody anticipated at this point. It's not over the top to anticipate. Hey, you take three of four there. You get Cincinnati for four after that. We have talked plenty about how bad this Reds team is. All right, you start to get excited. You win that series. You get the White Sox for two, the Brewers for four, the Cardinals for five. That's right, a five-game series in the beginning of June with the Cardinals. So let's say they get through that stretch, and then they got the Orioles after that. All right, they're over 500. They have battled their way back. They have got back over the hump. They're there. Milwaukee hasn't gone and hit. St. Louis hasn't gone and hit. You're into June, and this team is at least, hey, maybe. Guys like Keegan Thompson continue to take the step forward. And you get the Suzuki that you saw the first 3 weeks of the season. And these things start building. You get a little momentum. We know the money's there. This is a big market. Do you make a move? Do you say, we're in this? It's a rebuild. We're not going to sell off our future. That's not what this is. But are there pieces out there? Do something much like the Atlanta Braves did a year ago. Look, they didn't mortgage their future, which ultimately turned out to be a championship in 2021. What they did is they made good, smart moves. They got guys like Jorge Soler. They got guys, not off the scrap heap, but that you don't have to pay a king's ransom for in order to improve the team. Just a thought. I don't think this is going to happen, but at least for a moment. As we sit here on May 18th, there is this opportunity, this thought process that maybe, just maybe, you can hang around for a while. That's all I asked. Get us through June. Get us through June with the Cubs being relevant. That could be a good thing for baseball, certainly here in this area, and a good talker for us, no doubt about it. Let's jump over to the NBA Heat. Take game one. Told you guys yesterday, take the Heat.
He just turned it around nicely here in this period. Butler, Saunders to the right side, jump shot is good. Tatum the drive, stripped and stolen. Strus goes in and throws it down. Third.
And Derek White back in as Butler with another steal.
Drives inside, stops, turns, layup, got it.
39-14 in the third quarter after trailing. The Heat come back, get the victory in game one, 118-107. Jimmy Butler was outstanding. How about just guys that seem to come out of nowhere? We talk plenty about, of course, the NBA. It's not at the top of our list of things that we talk about during the course of the regular season. I'll be honest, till the playoffs, I didn't know who Gabe Vincent was. I didn't know Gabe Vincent. Gabe Vincent, apparently he went to UC Santa Barbara. He's a banana slug? Is that what he was? 25 years old, California guy, and he's out there putting 17 points up. Had 15 a couple of games back. He is these kind of players that seem to jump into the forefront and all of a sudden become big, impactful players. But ultimately, it was about Jimmy Butler last night. 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks, just everything. And Jason Tatum, the back and forth, the yo-yo effect continues for him. In talent, there is no doubt he's a top 10 player. You can make arguments, maybe even a top 5 player in the game. But after the first half that he had, he was hitting some tough shots. He was a no-show in that second half. The stat line looked better than it actually was with 29-8. He was a disappearing act in the second half as Miami takes game one. So I told you yesterday, this was my game plan. Take Miami game one, and I was going to buy back on the Celtics. After watching last night, I'm a little bit more nervous about that, buying back on the Celtics and the series price. It's not a must-win game two, but boy, the importance certainly goes up in a big-time way. We'll get that one tomorrow night. Tonight, it'll be Golden State-Dallas. More on that game a little bit later on. Speaking of the NBA last night, one of my favorite non-sport slash kind of sport, the NBA Draft Lottery. Listen to the music.
The second pick will be made by the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that means that the first pick in the 2022 NBA Draft goes to the Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic have been awarded the first pick in the 2022 draft. They will pick number one for the fourth time in franchise history after taking Shaq back in 1992. Chris Webber in
90. There it is, the NBA Draft Lottery, courtesy of ESPN last night, along with the Heat Celtics highlights. What an interesting event. You got people up there from players to general managers, all kinds of different factors and people that they put up there. Sometimes it's a kid. Sometimes it's an owner. It's just weird, right? The way that it's set up, but for whatever reason, it's incredibly compelling. And not just compelling because there's a possibility of a top five guy here with local connections in Keegan, but just the way that it's set up. I would personally love, though, I know it's not a lottery like you're watching Powerball, right? At 9:59 and you watch the Powerball to think that you're going to change your life. It's not that, the way that they do it, but why can't we see the actual drawing? Why can't we see the ping pong ball? Why can't we have it like a real lottery? I think that would be even more compelling. I think it would add more drama. I know there's reasons behind it, but for me, I think that would ramp it up certainly to another level. Put every logo on a ping pong ball, go that direction. I think it would be a lot better than what we get. Regardless, just always an intriguing, a weird, a goofy kind of event that seems to jump to the calendar and at least gets me to click on the TV with the draft lottery. Orlando gets number one. Wrap things up last night as we go to hockey. Jordan Binnington, he was on his head last night. How about this? This is some of the most incredible numbers I've seen. Of course, the Avalanche outshoot St. Louis 54-25, including 13-0 in overtime. The ice was certainly tilted Colorado's way. Binnington did all he could, including a great save here, but it was Colorado in OT.
And now it's McCarr. Dale McCarr. His shot, rebound to Juskin. Oh! A glove save by Binnington. Here's Manson. Girard. His shot, tip save. Binnington, rebound. He got that one, too. Kadri had the follow-up. Binnington fell over. Here's Manson. Binnington's reset. Manson scores! Josh Manson!
The call courtesy of TNT, a winner for Colorado in a game that they dominated. They dominated the overtime, and they get the win as they take a 1-0 series lead. So plenty going on there. We got the PGA Championship starting tomorrow. Tiger is the story for me. It's not Phil Mickelson. He's not there. I don't care. I am ready to watch Tiger back out on the course once again. A great field, one of the deepest fields that you're going to find in championship golf. Should be a fun one down in Tulsa. Very warm down there. Looking forward to that. And also, coming up, we got the kickoff of our high school baseball coverage tonight on KXNO. I'll be on the call along with my radio partner for baseball, Rush Niggett, as we will bring you Waukee Northwest. They're opening up the new stadium out there. Game two of the doubleheader, 7 o'clock first pitch with the Valley Tigers in town. Waukee Northwest against Valley, and you can hear it right here on KXNO as we begin our high school baseball coverage. Should be a great year. Top of the line, Johnston preseason number one. Dowling Catholic, they are absolutely stacked this year. They got a ton of big-time arms and just team up and down from A.J. Anderson. This team is going to be absolutely excellent. They have a real big shot of putting together a season to make a deep, deep run. Really looking forward to the high school baseball season. You got the standard teams, too, that are going to be there. You know, the Urbandales of the world. Mentioned Johnston and Dowling, how good they're going to be each and every year. Urbandale with Dylan Cool coming back for his junior campaign. Ankeny Centennial, I think, has a chance to make a big step forward this year. Should be a lot of fun. High school baseball, and we got you covered on KXNO throughout the season. With that, we're due for a timeout. Mention Derek Stevens, the owner of Circa, is going to join us. We're going to tell you about your opportunity to hang out with myself and Ken out in Vegas coming up in August and sign up for their football contest. Promo code MC20. Chance for you to get your hotel rooms either at Circa or at the D. One thing, you want to save a little money, the D, a little less cost to it to stay there for a couple of nights. If you get a room at the D, you still are able to go do stadium swim at no cost. The immaculate pool at Circa. You're able to get in there with your hotel key with the D. So if you're looking to do that, still get in there, have a chance to hang out with us with our event at Stadium Swim on Saturday. A chance for that. Right now, let's try to give away $1,000. It's time for the KXNO home run. Go to KXNO.com for this nationwide contest and put in the keyword fun. Fun, KXNO.com. It's your chance to win $1,000. We'll come back on the other side. Talk to the owner of Circa, Derek Stevens. He's going to join me next as we roll through a Wednesday. It's Miller and Condon on 106.3.com. 106.3 KXNO, Des Moines Sports Station. Trent Condon flying solo here today. Ken on vacation. In fact, he's going to be stopping out in Las Vegas next week. And one of his stops, as always, will be at our great partner, Circa and Circa Sports, the incredible sports block, the biggest in the world. And joining us right now, as I play a little Motley Crue, he is Derek Stevens, who loves his 80s rock, as I found out last time we were there in March. What's happening, Derek?
Trent, great to talk to you. Great to talk to Iowa again.
Always so much fun to obviously make our way out to Circa, the incredible new casino there on Fremont Street. It's a bucket list item, I know, for most everybody I talk to. And we're now given an opportunity for our listeners to go out, hang out with us there in the second weekend in August, the 12th and the 13th, that Friday, Saturday. We're going to have some fun things going on, maybe a chance to hang out with you for a little bit. But an opportunity, the biggest thing, as we've talked about now for the last year, these football contests that you have at Circa. The Circa Millions contest, where you pick five games of the NFL each and every week against the point spread. And then the Circa Survivor. Pick a team, all they have to do is win, you advance to the next week. Two great contests, and Derek, you stepped it up this year. A $12 million overlay, $6 million each for both the contests. How'd you come up with the $12 million number?
Yeah, we got pretty excited about how the contest did last year, and this year we bumped it up. So we're trying to take the reins as the world's biggest football contest. So we're pretty excited, both for Circa Survivor and Circa Millions.
So $1,000 entry for each of the contests. You can have up to three entries for Circa Millions. You can get up to six entries for Circa Survivor. And it's an opportunity to hedge yourself a little bit. If you get deeper into the season, you're running out of possible teams that you want to use as you get deeper and deeper into the year for the Survivor contest. You hear the strategy, and I listen to Gil and Mike Palm and all the guys on VSiN as they talk about the strategies involved. As you've looked at this, and you look at it obviously with a different kind of perspective than everybody else, let's speak specifically about Circa Survivor and the different strategies that you've seen people use here over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, you're able to get up to six entries. So oftentimes people take all their entries, whether they have one, but really if they have multiples, you know, they kind of target in on certain weeks where you really want to zone in on a team. But then sometimes you might run into a week where it's a pretty tough week, and you run a strategy called the option. And that means if you've got like two entries or if you've got six, you split them on a particular game, which more or less ensures you get to the following week, which allows you to survive. Now, you sacrifice, half your entries in doing that. But that's a strategy that's worked out for a lot of people, particularly on a week when it's pretty tough to look for a straight up winner, and it sometimes gives you an opportunity to take a couple of teams that you wouldn't normally take. So, for example, if you got the Texans versus Jacksonville like last year, something like that, neither of those teams are teams that you would normally take. But what it does is it allows you to take a team and effectively get past it. All you got to do is fade a tie. Because in Survivor, you got to win to survive.
It's tough, and that makes it even more difficult. The other part and the other layer that you guys have added to Circa Survivor Contest is the Thanksgiving week and now the Christmas week games that add an extra layer and make it, instead of an 18-week contest, makes it a 20-week contest. You have to save teams. You have to look ahead at the schedule. It just makes this contest so much fun, figuring out not just what you're doing week to week, but also looking forward and thinking, hey, if I get to Thanksgiving, I got to make sure I got one of those six teams left.
Yeah, that's right. You got to think a little bit forward and go from there. But clearly, you know, this is our third year of Circa Survivor, and it's not impossible. I mean, the first year we had 35 contestants that went undefeated. Last year we had five contestants that went 20-0, wow, and they split the $6 million. So it was it's something that's... Here's the other thing that a lot of listeners ought to know. You don't have to win the whole thing to make money, mm-hmm, because by the time we got to the last few weeks of the season, we had a lot of the contestants that started hedging out their plays and making real-time wagers. And through their hedges, they were able to make 50 grand, 100 grand, things like that. So that's something that's pretty cool as well.
It's a great idea and a great idea for these bettors that are out there is able to make a profit, guarantee yourself you're locked in, and you're going to make a pretty tidy one at that. And the thing that I also loved, Derek, was seeing that you were accepting those wagers at Circa. It wasn't, hey, you got to go somewhere else for your business. And really, that's the backbone of what you built, right, Derek, is we're going to take bets. We're here. We're open for business. You want to gamble, come gamble with us.
Yeah, we're not going to limit anybody. I mean, if you walk up to the counter on NFL Stud Day, we'll take 100 off the street, and we know you will take a little bit more. So, yeah, we're not going to limit anybody on anything like that. And that's kind of the really one of the key mantras and key foundation elements of what Circa Sports is.
So the Circa Millions contest, this is where you pick the five games each week in the NFL, and the lines are static. Once they come out, released what, usually on Wednesday, that point spread, if there's an injury, they're not going to change. So an opportunity to go out there, make your five picks. But the thing I love about this year is you extended it out. It's not just, of course, the $1 million first place prize, which is incredible in its own right, but $3.65 million in cash prizes for entries that finish second through 100. There's a great chance to cash here. And even if you get off to a rough start, you have the quarterly prizes on top of it.
Yeah, you know, this is the contest. We're really beefing it up this year. Last year, we guaranteed $4 million. This year, in the Circa Sports Millions, we're guaranteeing $6 million. And last year, we paid out the top 50. This year, we're going a little bit deeper. We're paying out the top 100 in the overall. And then in the quarterlies is really the key thing that we brought to football contests, is that we're breaking up the football season into four separate quarters. So weeks 1 through 5, 6 through 9, you know, we break it up into four quarters, and we're guaranteeing $300,000 for each quarter. Really, how this started was I played in a lot of football contests. I've been playing them for about, 25 years. And, some years you get off to a lousy start. You know, if you sit on, you're sitting after week two and you're 2-8, you kind of lose focus on the whole season. Well, the great thing about the quarters is every quarter that starts, everybody starts out 0-0. So you've got action throughout the entire season, and we pay the top five in each of the quarters. So, so even if you start with a lousy start, on the overall, you really got four additional contests with your entry.
Derek Stevens joining us here on Miller and Condon KXNO as we talk about the Circa contests that have opened up, and you make your way out there this summer anytime. You can sign up at, of course, Circa Sports, also the Golden Gate Hotel, the D Las Vegas, Tuscany Suites and Casino, or the Pass at Water Street. You can sign up at all of those locations. Now, the other thing we have to tell our audience, Derek, is you're coming back here to the state of Iowa, our listeners across the Midwest, listening on the iHeartRadio app. You have to have a proxy. So if you can explain that process, Ken and I have talked about it a little bit, but go a little bit deeper what the proxy service is and how people here from the state of Iowa, wherever you are, what the proxy does for you.
Yeah, so the way the rules are set up in Nevada, you have to register and buy into your entries in person in Nevada at one of the casinos you had just mentioned. And then when you do that, you sign up with the proxy. And what the proxy does, there's a number of proxies, and they do a great, great job. And really what they do is you turn your entry into the proxy, and the proxy, who's located in the state of Nevada, enters your pick. So this way you can make your selections from anywhere. You can make your selections from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world for that matter. I mean, we had one of the winners last year was from Dubai. You're able to reach out to your proxy, give them your survivor pick, your 5 millions picks, and they put them in. The key thing is you got to sign up here in Vegas. And Trent, one of the things I would tell you is that people ask, well, why do you do it? We don't take a rake out of this. There's no fee. 100% of all the entry fees get paid out in prizes. I've never hesitated to tell everybody why. And it's just simply, we want people to come out and experience Circa, to come experience our properties. And by doing that, we figure, well, some people are going to like them, and maybe we're going to generate some longer-term customers. That's about it. There's nothing else out there. So the really nice thing is in these football contests, you come out, you register, and then you can play from anywhere for the whole season. You get a lot of action for a full season by doing it.
Derek Stevens joining us here. Derek, again, our code to get a discount at the Circa or the D, hang out with us that second weekend in August. It's MC20. Miller and Condon 20, MC 20, and your chance to hang out. We will be there starting the evening of Thursday, August 11th, and going through the weekend. Going to hang out at Stadium Swim. That's the other part. So we talk about the sports book a ton, but people going out there. Maybe you're bringing that special lady in your life out. You want to hang out in Stadium Swim. That place is amazing. When we were there for the conference tournament week, Iowa knocks off Indiana on a buzzer beater from Jordan Bohannon. Place is going nuts. I went out to Stadium Swim. I did an instant reaction podcast from the pool. Such a great time. Tell us more about Stadium Swim and the idea, not just to have a pool, but to have a pool like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried to create the greatest aqua theater you'd ever seen. So I think a lot of people have seen video, but it's one of those things you really have to experience it. It's something pretty special that you're able to be outside, have a cigar, have a smoke if you like, and then you get to watch sports on a 143-foot screen. It's something that we developed, and boy, it's a lot of fun out there. I'm so glad you had a chance to go out and check it out.
So much fun, and looking forward to our return trip coming up here this August, and all our listeners out there, get your flight right now, get checked in, and we will be out there that weekend hanging out with everybody from Circa Las Vegas. Derek, before we get out of here, a little business side of things as we got the NBA playoffs going on, NHL, baseball. Cubs are hot. People are getting excited about that. I'm a Twins fan. Happy to see my team at the top of the American League Central. We talked in March. I thought your Tigers were going to be better. What's going on?
Oh, Tigers had a brutal April. Oh. But, you know, they won four in a row until last night. But, you know, it's good to see what's going on with the Cubs. The excitement of what you saw with White Sox bringing up Cueto. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously he's an electric pitcher when he's on. You know, this baseball season is really starting to shape up. I mean, if you're a West Coast fan, watching what the Angels are doing and watch what the Padres are doing, it's great. So baseball's going to have a pretty epic year here. Hey Trent, one thing I do want to mention to all your listeners, we're so excited about having you guys come out doing your shows on that weekend of August 12th. But that code MC20. That's good at Circa, that's good at the D, and it's good from August 7th through August 17th. So if anybody wants to come out early or stay late, it's wide open. So we're excited to have this Iowa weekend out here in Vegas.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much fun. And August 7th through the 17th, you can get that rate 20% off your room at either the D or at Circa. Just use MC20 when you're booking those rooms. Going to be a really, really good time. Hey, final thing for you, Derek. We'll let you go. I know you're busy and really appreciate you giving us some time here in Des Moines. NBA playoffs last night. Miami wins game one. You got Golden State, Dallas. The NBA playoffs, has this been, you know, it feels like an uptick. We see the TV numbers are up. Are you seeing that also as it pertains to betting? We know how important the Lakers normally are to Vegas and gambling. How have these NBA playoffs gone for you guys at Circa?
Volume has been really strong. The fact that we had these game sevens was great. A few of the blowouts weren't optimal, but overall it's been pretty good. So far, you know, our liability really lies on Dallas at this point. Mm. And then on Miami. So from a book perspective, we are Warriors fans, number one, and Celtics fans two. Is kind of the way it plays out. But as I say that, you know, every day that goes by, more comes into these futures pools and things change. But right now, I mean, the superstars of the NBA have been great. I mean, everybody's back on this Warrior train like they were 5 years ago. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention to you. Mm-hmm. What a great event coming up here with this golf tournament.
Oh yeah.
You got to check out the odds on golf. This is one of the things that Circus Sports really try to push out there. And on big golf tournaments, the best thing I could tell anybody that's a bettor, whether you're a pro bettor or just a recreational bettor, make sure you shop those lines. Because if you bet a player in this tournament and you're getting 30-1 when you should have got 40 or 50-1, it's just a shame. You gotta shop these lines. And Iowa's got a lot of opportunity now, so there's good value for the customers, good value for the bettors out there. But these golf tournaments are really something. Make sure you shop the lines. Check out Circa Sports. I feel very comfortable. We will have the lowest hold percentage on any sports book. It's a great reason to download the Circa Sports app.
I see it every single day. It doesn't matter if I'm putting together a parlay or, as I am this week, betting a lot of PGA Championship, and I bet golf every single week. The difference between what you guys have at Circa and most every other book out there, it's incredible. And I'm on Max Homa this week, so I'll tell you, I got a lot better price at Circa than I did everywhere else with the guy down in Tulsa this week, Max Homa. Looking forward to it, and hopefully I can get a couple of bucks into my Circa account this week.
There we go. Well, good luck to you, and great talking with you.
Thanks a lot. That's Derek Stevens joining us here as we talk about our big event, Iowans. Well, everybody listening, your opportunity to go out with us, hang out with Derek Stevens, Mike Palm here weekly here on KXNO each and every Friday, the Iowa guy from Dubuque. Opportunity to meet everybody with Circa Stadium Swim. We got an event there on Saturday. Friday night, we're going to be at the D at Bar Canada. Going to be so much fun. An opportunity to sign up for these football contests that we talked about. Circa Survivor, Circa Million, the fourth edition of Circa Million. $6 million prize pool for each of them. $12 million overall. Derek Stevens and the people at Circa, they do it right. The biggest sports book in the world. We'll do our Friday show live from Vegas. Going to be a great time. And again, MC20, that is the promo code to use when you sign up for your room, either at the D or at Circa, to get 20% off. And that is good August 7th through the 17th. Thank you so much to Derek Stevens for joining us here. We got to take a quick time out. We'll come back on the other side. Still plenty to come. We got Hawkeye and Cyclone talk coming up in the second hour. Tommy Burch also talking a little baseball with him. David Eicholt on the Hawkeyes. That's coming your way in the 11 o'clock hour. As we roll through on a Wednesday, it's Miller and Condon on 106.3.
Home.com.
Gibbs. Back to Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM.
Welcome back. It's Miller and Condon on KXNO. I'm Trent Condon with you, taking you up until noon. Got Murph and Andy still to come today. The Fanatics kick off at 3 o'clock. It's Wednesday. Hawkeye Insider with Chad Lystico, Kennington Smith and crew. Coming up at 6 o'clock, and then it will be high school baseball. Our kickoff of our coverage tonight, myself and Rush Niggett will be on the call. Waukee Northwest, the new high school, will open up their baseball stadium this evening. Jim Dewey, the athletic director, said, they're still a little bit away from having everything completely sorted out. Got a few things that they're still waiting on, including a part of the field from Alabama that is still in transit. Supposed to be here at the beginning of May. That is something I think we are all dealing with. One thing the Big Ten is dealing with right now is the continued negotiations of what their next TV deal is going to look like. And Scott Dockerman of The Athletic had an article earlier today talking a little bit more about that. Kevin Warren, as the Big Ten meetings are going on right now, we talked to Scott Dockerman on Monday's program, and he mentioned he was in Chicago for these meetings with the Big Ten. Said that though there was initial talk of this being wrapped up by Memorial Day, we were going to know what the new TV or media rights deal is, the better term for it, because this is not only TV. Streaming continues to be a talked about component of this, that he's not married to have to be out there by Memorial Day. A streaming-only package of football games, maybe a streaming-only package of basketball games, that is still piece of the equation that they're working through. We know the Fox is going to be a big part of it. Fox and the Big Ten, they share, of course, ownership of the Big Ten Network and bought in a big way. We've seen just the emergence of what Fox and the Big Noon Kickoff has turned into, 11 a.m. for us here Central Time. Now, it's not great for fans going to games, but to get that window, we've seen the TV numbers that have come out of it. It's made a whole lot of sense. And they are involved in these meetings, which is, I know, a wild component to think about. But then you look at some of the people involved. They have a TV background. And ultimately, they're looking to do what's best, not just for Fox and the Big Ten, but as a whole, building that together. So what is a package going to look like? What we've grown accustomed to, Fox has got a set of games. They get the first pick every year. They pick Michigan, Ohio State. That's a no-brainer. When they go through the quote-unquote football draft of all these games, the Big Ten Network gets their slew of games. ESPN bids on some. You got the ABC component with ESPN. So they go through the process. I think the biggest opportunity out there for the Big Ten to continue to drive viewership, Fox doesn't want to give up that window that they have built with the 11 a.m. kickoff. That's still going to be there. But the 2:30 window, or even maybe make it a 3 o'clock window, whatever it is, you know, Notre Dame and NBC, they have talked about maybe getting involved, doing something, either after Notre Dame games or even before, moving the traditional start time for Notre Dame games back a little bit. That's a possibility. But another component that I think is a huge one is CBS. We know that, of course, CBS is losing the rights to the SEC. They've had that 230 game that is built into just an absolute monster as it pertains to television revenue and the amount of money that has come in for them. And they paid very cheap in comparison to what the rights normally would be for that. ESPN, when they did their deal with the SEC, they basically bought out of it. They bought CBS out of it. So there is a window there, a traditional window. For people a little bit older, you're in your 40s like me, you remember those CBS games, how big they were for college football back in the 80s and into the 90s before really ABC, I think, emerged as the stalwart of coverage on a broadcast level of Big Ten football. If I'm building this package, I'm doing this. Got Fox, they got their games, maybe a few more games, whatever that is. All well and good. Some of the games, though, that are trickled to FS1, that's going to still remain. That's still going to be a component just because of the ownership stake that Fox has for the Big Ten media. But also, you got your Illinois-Rutgers game that'll be on BTN, South Dakota State-Iowa, that'll be on Big Ten Network. You have those. But I think CBS needs to be a component. And I still maintain you can't give up ESPN. There has to be some kind of package because I know what it is in my house. I flip on the TV, and where does my remote go every single time? Well, normally, it's on 206 on my DirecTV, right? It's just there on ESPN. And if it's not, where do I go first? 206. I go right to ESPN. And I'm going to guess, if you're listening to me here today, you are much like me. You are a sports junkie. That is where things start for you. And because of that, it's just too important to think that College Game Day, yes, they'll still talk about the Big Ten. They'll still talk about Ohio State because you have to in a national light. But if there is a story of an Iowa, if there is a surprise of a Northwestern a couple of years ago, Minnesota putting together the great year that they had, those stories, they don't get the same impact, I don't think, if you're not a component. They're partners. And what do they do, ESPN? They build up the properties that they have. Yeah, the SEC and them are married. We get it. And the ACC, they have their own set of deals. I completely get it. But I just can't see you turning your back on ESPN and not having some part of your package being involved with them. You not like the way it went with the SEC, but ultimately, yes, money is the driving force here. They're talking about upwards of $1 billion a year for the Big Ten. For the member schools, a combined $1 billion a year for this TV contract. Divvy that up, well, it's 15 ways, 14 member schools, and also the Big Ten offices get a little bit, and that's how you can pay, well, Delaney in the past, $20 million a year, is because of things like that. But that's what you're looking to do. That's what you're working towards, is that kind of package that's going to have that amount of money. And if you're going to take a little bit less, but still make sure that you have the ESPN component, I think that's important. Doesn't have to be the best part of the package. Doesn't even have to be a huge component, but it's got to be something. ESPN still in today's world, I think, is still too important to completely turn your back on. That's something I'd like to see. What is this going to be? Fox with a big chunk. CBS, I think, will get that 230 window and maybe second, third choice in most weeks. So it's not going to be the monster game that we see currently with the SEC on CBS, but it'll be a good game. ESPN maybe with the chunk, and there's going to be some kind of streaming component. Is it going to start out where it's just a couple of games that are on Apple TV, that are on Amazon Prime? Probably. You know, it might be 2, 3, 4, 5 games during the first year, and that'll build up as we have seen what has happened with the NFL and their relationship with Amazon. It just continued to build, get bigger and bigger. Ultimately, it's more money in the coffers, and people worried about money for athletic departments, I'll tell you, they'll find a way. Look at those athletic budgets 20 years ago, and look at what they are today. Boy, that is a big, big change. 1 hour in the books. We got one more to go. We're talking Hawkeyes coming back on the other side. David Eichholz going to join us from 24/7 Sports. We'll talk some recruiting. We'll talk basketball. We'll talk football. Maybe even a baseball question or two. Iowa coming to the end of the regular season. Still an opportunity for them to be an NCAA tournament team. We'll get into that with David Eichholz. Then Tommy Burch at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk baseball with Tommy, iCubs, and Chicago Cubs, plus a little more. Tommy Burch.